Monarch butterflies are declining. Some people are trying to reverse that trend. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is considering whether to put the monarch butterfly on the endangered species list. The agency just launched a one-year review of the butterfly's status. Tierra Curry is a senior scientist with the Center for Biological Diversity. It's one of the groups that filed a petition to launch that review by the federal government. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks so much for covering monarchs and having me on your show.
So we can see monarch butterflies throughout the U.S. during the summer. What's at stake here?
What's at stake is this beautiful butterfly that everyone is familiar with, because monarchs used to be so common that they were in everyone's backyard. They're found in every state but Alaska, but now they've declined by more than 90%.
What's causing that decline?
So historically, we don't know how many monarchs there were historically, but we know that back in the mid-1990s, there were a billion monarchs overwintering in Mexico. And now we're down to about 35 million monarchs. And the reason for that is largely the decline of milkweed in the Midwestern United States, because milkweed is the only plant that monarch caterpillars can eat.
And what's driving that?
So the milkweed is disappearing because of increased herbicide use. With the invention of Roundup Ready crops, farmers are able to spray more glyphosate herbicide. Glyphosate used to not be able to be sprayed directly on the crops or it would kill the crops, but after the crops were genetically modified to be resistant to Roundup or glyphosate, then they started spraying more of the pesticide and more times per year directly onto the crop fields. And so that has just caused milkweed to decline. And before that, you know, monarch butterflies successfully bred in corn and soybean fields. And the other thing that has driven that was the increasing price of corn for the push for biofuels. So with the big push for ethanol, farmers started planting corn on conservation reserve lands and in other areas and, you know, planting buffer strips that before would have, you know, been allowed to have flowers and weeds. They got plowed under and planted into corn.
What's going to happen if the Fish and Wildlife Service does decide to add the monarch butterfly to the endangered species list?
So we petitioned for a threatened listing for monarchs. And the reason we petitioned for a threatened listing is because, you know, kids forever have brought monarch caterpillars inside to watch them metamorphose. So we want people to still be able to handle them and to interact with them. Everyone loves monarchs, and we want that love to continue. We think that love will help save them. So we ask for them to be listed as threatened rather than endangered, so that protections would allow people to still interact with them. And so as part of that threatened listing, I think that what Fish and Wildlife Service would do is they would develop some guidance and some mitigation measures so that farmers can still farm and do what they need to do to make a living and to feed America, but they would also set aside some areas where milkweed and monarchs would be protected.
So milkweed is the only thing that the monarch butterfly larvae eat. What can we do in our own backyards to help them out?
So everyone can plant milkweed. With a lot of endangered species, the things that are causing them to decline are really complicated, but with monarch butterflies, they need milkweed. The only complicated part of it is there's a lot of different kinds of milkweed. And so if people do want to plant milkweed at their school or their park or their home, they need to find a variety of milkweed that's native to the region where they live, and also make sure that it's not treated with systemic insecticides like neonicotinoids, because plants that are treated with neonicotinoids will kill any butterflies or bees that land on them. So it's important to ask when you go buy the plants that you're going to plant to attract butterflies if they've been treated with systematic insecticides or not.
Tierra Curry is a senior scientist with the Center for Biological Diversity. Thank you for talking with me.
Thank you so much for covering monarchs.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.